I had a profound awakening this past week for me. And I am really, really in a grateful state of mind.
Thank you.
And I'm grateful for you. I'm glad you could see it.
Yeah.
So all I got to say is, before I start teaching now, is may Lord have mercy on your soul. Okay, we're gonna be on page 319. But before we go into that, I want to do a meditation, about 3 minute meditation to pull us in out of the world. Okay. So take a deep breath right now, please. I am sustained by the love of God. Here is the answer to every problem that will confront you. Here is the answer. Here is the answer to every problem that will confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. You believe you are sustained by everything but God. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but God. Your faith is placed in the most trivial, insane symbols. Pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people. An endless list of forms of nothingness that you have endowed with magical powers. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. Pills, money, protected clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people. All that stuff is cherished to ensure that you keep thinking you're just a human being. Putting all your faith in pills and money, protected clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, and knowing the right people. This is a song of praise to your fear, the ego. Don't put your faith in the worthless, because the worthless will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. The love of God, God's love for you, will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace. Climate of perfect peace and surety. How much your Creator loves you, your Creator's love will transport you into a climate of perfect peace and safety. Your Creator's love for you will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten. A state of mind that nothing can disturb. A state of mind where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of you, the child of God. So stop putting your faith in pills, money, protective clothing, being liked, knowing the right people. These things are illusions. They will fail you. Put all your faith in your Creator's love for you within you. The love within you is eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing. Now, this is the answer to whatever confronts you today. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. With the love of God within you, you can resolve overcome all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. Tell yourself this often today. It's a declaration of release from the belief in fears. Make your declaration of release from the belief in guilt and in the belief in lack. Make your declaration of release. Make your declaration of release. It's your acknowledgement. It's your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. What you do is make an acknowledgement about the truth about yourself. That through the love of the Creator within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. For a few minutes right now, let the idea for today, the I am sustained by the love of God, let that sink deep into your consciousness. Repeat it. I am sustained by the love of God. Think about it. I am sustained by the love of God. So you let related thoughts come to help you. Recognize that what you said is true. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket, like a blanket, like a blanket. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you, like a blanket of protection. So let no idle, stupid, silly, crazy thoughts enter to disturb your beautiful mind, you child of love. That's the kingdom of heaven. That's the resting place where your Father, Mother, God has placed you forever. So now we're going to be on page 318. That page, I tend to not remember to put my place. Okay. If you're in a relationship of any kind where you feel like you're going through suffering and sacrifice, you're in a relationship that your guilt has blessed. And everybody who's united at an altar where they're suffering together, people who are suffering together in a relationship are people who accept that suffering together is the price of union. People who suffer together in a relationship are people who think suffering together is the price of having a relationship. So, in their angry alliances, which we call special love relationships, these angry alliances have been formed between two fearful people, and their relationship was born out of their fear of being alone. That's why they met. And so, they don't know it, but their relationship that they're now forming is dedicated to the continuance of loneliness. And what the two people do to guarantee that they'll still be lonely like they always have been, they're going to seek to relieve their feelings from guilt by increasing the guilt in the other person. I'm going to make myself feel better by making you the one that's wrong and you the one that's the bad one and I'm the one that's the good one. That's how I'm going to make myself feel better. Because I formed this relationship with you out of my loneliness and not out of my feeling of completion. So it's two people who believe they're lonely coming together in an angry alliance. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got in the relationship in the first place because they were afraid of being alone. But they don't know that they are still dedicated to being lonely because they didn't form the relationship out of love. They formed the relationship out of loneliness. Okay? So the way that I become lonely from within a relationship is to continually increase the guilt in another person so I can relieve myself from the feeling of being guilty. And so if I make you the guiltier person, then it's going to decrease the guilt in me. So a relationship that two lonely people form out of their desire to get something is really an angry alliance. An angry alliance is an alliance where the person is going to do within the relationship what's going to make them to continue to be lonely in it. And what people do to make themselves lonely in a relationship or feel like they're all alone in a relationship is they try to decrease the guilt and fear and upset in themselves by increasing the blame and the upset and the problem in the other person. And this perpetuates the loneliness in the relationship. The other person seems always to be attacking. They always seem to be wounding you. Perhaps in little ways. The person is hurting you in little ways, perhaps unconsciously, but never without the demand of sacrifice. Because you don't stay there and take it. They might be hurting you in little ways, but you're going to still sacrifice. You're going to still stay there and you're going to take it. The fury of those joined at the ego's altar far exceeds your awareness of it. In other words, you are much more P.O. than you are aware of. You are angrier than you know you are. You are angrier than you know you are. Go ahead and open it all the way. You are angrier than you know you are. Because what your anger really wants to do to you, you don't even realize what your ego really wants to do to you. You don't even realize what your unhappiness and fear and guilt really wants to do to you. Whenever you are angry, whenever you are mad, you can be sure you have formed a special relationship that your fear has blessed. Not a special relationship that your love has blessed. You formed a special relationship that your fear has blessed whenever you are angry. You can be sure you formed, some of you angry about money, you formed a special relationship with money that your fear has blessed. You angry at your partner, then you have formed a special relationship with that partner in the sense that you are now thinking of that person as your salvation. That your happiness depends on what they do. Now, anger is the blessing of the ego. So when you walk up to somebody, I'm going to bless you, my child. It goes something like, I'm going to bless you, my child. And we might say, hey, you low down dog. There's too much noise out in the living room area. We have to quieten it down out there in the living room area with love and peace. But we need to take it down. Take the noise down. Okay. Anger takes many forms. But whether or not you are angry can't deceive you if you will learn that love brings no guilt at all. And what brings guilt cannot be love and must be anger. So where you feel guilt is not love. Where you feel guilt is anger. Love never makes anyone mad, and love never makes anyone feel guilty. So in case you wanted to know how you can always tell when you are deceiving yourself, you are deceiving yourself when you feel anger, guilt, and fear. This is where all anger comes from. All anger is nothing more than an attempt to make someone feel guilty. All anger is only an attempt to make somebody feel guilty. All anger is nothing but an attempt to make someone feel guilty. All anger is nothing but an attempt to make someone feel guilty. All anger is nothing but an attempt to make someone feel guilty. And this attempt to make someone feel guilty is the only basis the fearful man accepts for a special relationship. So a fearful man is going to always try to hold on to its relationships through making the other person feel guilty. The unaware man is going to always try to hold on to a relationship by making someone else feel guilty. Guilt is the only need that the fearful man has. A man that's afraid needs guilt. A man that's afraid needs guilt. The only thing a guilty man wants is guilt. The only thing a man full of lack wants is lack. The only thing fear wants is fear. Fear needs fear. So a man that's walking around feeling afraid all the time doesn't know it, but what it's walking around all the time looking for is what makes it afraid. Don't believe you have to believe this, or it would be a strain to hear. I'm just telling you the way it is. So the Course in Miracles says that all anger is nothing more than an attempt to make someone feel guilty. The attempt to make someone feel guilty is the only basis the ego, which is a fearful man, accepts for special relationships. Guilt is the only need a fearful, guilty person has is guilt. And as long as you identify with your guilt, as long as you identify with your ego, as long as you identify with your fear, as long as you identify with your body, as long as you identify with any insecurities, guilt will remain attracted to you. In case you've been wondering why you keep doing the same stuff over and over again that you feel guilty about, it's because the part of you that feels guilty needs more guilt. Now remember this, to be with the body isn't communication. You're not communicating just because you're with somebody's body. You're not really joining just because you're with the body. And if you think being with another body is communication, you're going to feel guilty about communication, and you will feel afraid to hear the truth in you, recognizing in its voice your own need to communicate. What happens is, at some point, the more you communicate, the more you recognize your need to communicate. But once you start communicating, it will become more and more important to have a relationship that there's real communication in, and not guilt. Now, the Holy Spirit cannot teach through fear. The part of you that wants to get you out of your guilt and fear cannot teach you through fear. Your helper, who you prayed for, who you've asked for, has arrived, but it cannot teach through fear. So how could the part of you that loves you communicate with you, Why you believe that to communicate is to make yourself alone. It's clear they're saying to believe that by communicating you will be abandoned, yet many do believe that if they really tell the truth and really communicate, they're going to be abandoned. So it's insane to believe that by communicating you're going to be abandoned, yet many do believe it. So why would I communicate with God if I believe that by communicating I'm going to be abandoned? I will never communicate with my higher self as long as I believe that by communicating I'm going to lose and I'm going to be abandoned. Phony love makes you afraid to communicate. Because phony love does abandon you the minute you tell the truth. Phony love does abandon you the minute you communicate. Phony love does abandon you the minute you express your fear. Phony love does abandon you the minute you tell the truth about who you are and what you're doing. Phony love will leave. Phony love will leave. So when you do a true confession with somebody who's giving you phony love, they will abandon you, I promise you. So don't be mad at them. They only did what a person that doesn't really love you would naturally do, just like you. You're no more capable of accepting everything anybody does to you than anybody around you is capable of accepting everything you do. So to expect them to do it is insane. Because you can't do it. When you can do it, they can do it. But this is the cool part. There's a part of you that can do it for you until you can do it for yourself, provided you don't want to keep doing the same stupid things you've always done. And me too. So, what is answering our prayer will not answer our prayer through making us afraid. What's answering our prayer will not answer our prayer by making us more afraid. So nothing that's coming to you from your higher self will ever make you more afraid. Most people believe that their minds must be kept private or they will lose their minds. But if our bodies are together, Lord have mercy, our minds remain our own mind. My body can be with you, but you don't have my mind. But I got to keep my mind private or I lose my mind. But our bodies can be together, but my mind is going to remain my own. So the union of our bodies becomes the way in which we actually keep our minds separate. The union of bodies becomes the way that you keep your minds separate. Because no matter what you do with your body cannot forgive. Your body is only going to do what your mind directs. It's insane to believe that if you really communicate, you're going to be abandoned. But many people believe that if they really communicate and tell the truth from their heart, they're going to be abandoned. So people walk around thinking they need to keep their real thoughts private. And they just share their bodies, but they don't share their minds. And so they're using their bodies to keep them from joining by communicating what's in their minds. So people lose relationships because they aren't joined in mind. They don't know what they're thinking. And they're not communicating. You can put all the focus you want to on your body and physical circumstances, but your body doesn't have the power to forgive you because your body doesn't think and your body doesn't make any decisions about what you do. So the body is not to be the focus on the healing. The mind is. So it says the illusion of the autonomy of the body and its ability to overcome loneliness is but the working out of fear's plan to establish its own autonomy. As long as you believe to be with the body is companionship, as long as you believe that just to be with the body is companionship, as long as you believe just to be with the body is companionship, you will be compelled to attempt to keep a person in their body, and you're going to keep them in their body by making them feel too guilty to leave. Because you see safety in keeping the person feeling guilty and too afraid to go, and you see danger in communicating because that means you might be abandoned. So your fear always tells you to overcome your loneliness by making everybody around you feel too guilty to leave you, and that if you really communicated, everybody would abandon you. And despite the evident insanity of this lesson, many have learned this lesson.
Yes.
Woo! So forgiveness, which is the healing, lies in communication as surely as damnation lies in feeling guilty all the time. So it's the Holy Spirit's teaching function. It is your higher self's teaching function to instruct you who believe that communication to be damnation, that communication is your salvation. And so God is going to teach you that communication is what's going to save you. But the power of God is in your Holy Spirit and in you. And it's joined in a real relationship so holy and so strong that it's going to overcome even your belief in your own punishment without fear. No matter what you think about yourself, the part of you that is God-like is going to overcome any of your negative and false beliefs about yourself, because there is nothing you can ever think about yourself that's going to be more powerful than what the part of you that's made by God thinks about you.
That's
true. Those that can hear. So you just heard.
Yeah.
All of us will get around to it. It depends on the sentence that we've given ourselves for our crimes.
Yes.
I cheated on my wife. I sentenced myself to 2 years of nothing going right with me. I punished myself. All my relationships go bad. I feel guilty about that, so I lose my job. I feel guilty about that because I feel sick. My life is just drama because I've sentenced myself to suffering for my guilt, and I've sentenced myself to 2 years. So I can come to 100 classes telling me I'm innocent, but until I decide that my sentence is up, I won't hear it. And as soon as I decide that I've suffered enough, all of a sudden I'll hear it, him, and he'll say, "You're innocent," and you go, and the person goes, "Yeah."
Yeah.
Because they paid, their sentence is up.
Yeah.
And so when your sentence is enough, you don't hear the answers to get out of your situation. You go unconscious when the answer is being passed out.
So you're saying
it's
true, yeah?
Yes. Thank you. The answer is to recognize that no matter what you think about yourself or how much guilt that you think you have or how much you may try to control others sometimes for what you consider to be your own good, no matter how much you think communication is going to cause you to be abandoned, no matter how much you think you might lose, the truth is the Holy Spirit in you has the power of God in it, which means that it's now joined in a relationship with you that's so strong that this relationship that you're now establishing with the part of you that loves you will overcome anything your fear and guilt tries to do to you. That's the answer. To realize that no matter what you try to do to yourself, the part of you that's in a relationship with the Holy Spirit is now in a relationship that's so strong that it can overcome no matter what you're going through. That's the answer. And to remember that is the goal, because to forget it is so easy.
Yeah.
It's not right here in words.
It's right here in words. Right here, I show.
That's what's amazing, Pop. If a person's following along with me, they actually realize I'm actually saying what's in the book. Okay. But the Holy Spirit will do so. For the power of God in him and you is joined in a real relationship so holy and so strong that you can even overcome this without fear.
Yeah. So I'm really only saying what's in the book. Yeah, that's why it's so easy to teach it. Who can tell me what I just see?
My holiness blesses the world.
Okay. Uh-huh. And what's going to happen no matter what you think about yourself? No matter how guilty.
My holiness blesses me and the world.
That's right.
Every moment, every
instant. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Nothing can change it.
That's absolutely correct. And what else did I say?
Communication.
Communication. Right. What do we think is going to happen if we communicate?
They're
going to abandon us. Right. It looks like it's happened in the past, has it not?
Yeah.
You cannot judge anything that I'm teaching you by anything you've experienced in the past, because everything that you did in the past was wrong. So your past doesn't apply to this teaching. I'm sorry. That has nothing to do with what you did and what I did. When I say you, I'm just speaking for the Holy Spirit. I'm just not Earl saying I'm up here and you're there. That's not where I'm coming from. I'm just trying to be a voice for the book. But I'm saying that you have been saved. The prayers that you've made have been answered. The guidance you've been seeking is with you, but it doesn't operate the way you've been taught. The first rule of your new guidance is this. It's only going to teach you through love and no fear. Rule number two. No matter from now on, no matter how negative you are, no matter how fearful you are, no matter how angry you are, no matter how manipulative you are, no matter what comes up that's not your greatest behavior, you are in a relationship with your Holy Spirit right now that's so real and so strong that no matter what you think you're going through, it will be overcome. Rule two of your new guidance. My God, it's only 1:32. I got this much more time to talk to people.
Come on, baby.
A miracle to solve. You heard the Mark song? A miracle to solve. Okay. Now, does what I just said seem impossible?
No.
Well, for those of you who feel like it is, it is through the holy instant that what seems impossible is accomplished. It's through the holy instant that everything that looks like it's impossible is accomplished. Like if a person's out there saying, boy, I almost feel like it's impossible for me to get out of this situation that I'm in right now. I almost feel like it's impossible for me to get out of this circumstance that I'm in right now. I feel like it's almost impossible for me to get out of this relationship that I'm in right now. Those of you who feel like it's impossible that I could be totally and completely innocent and the child of God and beyond the body and that I'm really totally and completely loved. It's impossible that everything could go right for me all the time. He says, well, the way you get past the impossible is through the holy instant. And the holy instant is the instant that what seems impossible is accomplished. And the holy instant, the Course teaches, is another state of mind where the answer is. So you get everything you want to happen in your life through going into another way of thinking where the answer is. The answer is not located in your way of thinking. The answer is not located in your old way of thinking. The answer is not located in your human way of thinking. The answer is not located in your human way of thinking. The answer is not located in your human way of thinking. The answer isn't located in the way that you've been taught. The answer isn't located in the way you have been taught. It's through the holy instant that what seems impossible is accomplished. And when you have something that you thought was impossible accomplished, it's evident at that point that it's not impossible. So the only way you can be aware of something you think is impossible being possible is for it to happen. So you're about to go into an experience where things you have thought of, love you have thought of, abundance you have thought of, joy that you have thought of as being impossible. You're now about to move into an experience where the impossible becomes possible.
All right.
Can you tell you're about to be in your instant of healing? You can tell. It's right here in the book. Keep following along with me. You see, I'm going right here in the book. It says, in the holy instant, guilt holds no attraction since communication has been restored. It's amazing how the person that you have completely open communication with is also the person you don't feel any guilt with. about communicating. You know that the person you can communicate all your deepest thoughts with is also the person that there's no guilt in your relationship.
Yeah.
And some of you know what I mean by having those friends where there's no guilt in your relationship.
Yeah.
You know, where you have real communication without fear with this person. There is no darkness or shame in you communicating. You may not always, your friend may not always see it as being the best thing for you and may let you know that in their perception, but then there's never any guilt in their response. He says, when you are not attracted to guilt, that's how you can tell when communication has been restored in a relationship, is when there's no guilt in the relationship. And guilt, whose only purpose is to disrupt communication. The purpose of guilt is to make you not communicate. The purpose of guilt is to make you not join. The purpose of guilt is to make you not communicate. Guilt, whose only purpose is to disrupt communication, has no function in a real relationship. Guilt has no function in a loving relationship. Guilt has no function in a real relationship, because the only purpose of guilt in a relationship is to keep the two people in a relationship from talking to each other and thereby keep the loneliness within each other that created the relationship in the first place, that was born out of that loneliness to begin with. I'm already a lonely person looking for another lonely person so we can come together in an angry alliance and believe that we keep that alliance going by somehow blaming the other one for what we're going through in the relationship, which keeps the loneliness going, which created me out there looking for him in the first place. Now, if you're doing that, I'm here to tell you that your higher self, God, the creator, the power that you've called on, has now arrived, but it does not teach through fear. And no matter how much you may be using guilt as a means of manipulation in your experience, you are now joined in a relationship with God that is so real and so strong that it's going to even overcome your old habits.
He's forcing us to clap. It's a cult. I went to his class and got the clap. Take a breath.
Yeah, please.
Take a breath.
Did I say, Lord, have mercy on your souls?
Yes. You're gorgeous. Woo! You're right.
Now, those who I'm talking to, you're the one that what I'm saying applies to.
Perfect.
Just want to get it clear.
Right.
And the ones that say, well, that doesn't apply to me, I want you to know, you are the ones that it does not apply to. I'm not talking to you. You just, okay, then we clear. So whenever I say something to you, well, that isn't true about me. Well, I'm not talking to you. But I'm the ones who I'm talking to. They know who they are. And they're going, whew.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you wake up, you know the quickest way to get something to manifest is through gratitude. If my wanting to help you create a way to have what you want faster means that I am controlling your mind, you should be happy.
Thank you.
If someone is controlling your mind and all they want for you is joy, you ought to be glad. And then if they're not controlling your mind at all, you ought to be glad. So at the point I want anything for you other than peace, then that's when you know you probably shouldn't applaud. I say you're sinful and you're guilty and you're going to hell. You shouldn't join my church.
Amen.
Unless you're looking for guilt. Yes, madam.
have a question about the communication.
Mm-hmm.
It's the guilt that stops me from communicating.
Right.
Because I'm afraid that if I start to communicate, what I'm going to communicate is all my anger and fear and upset.
Right.
So, what this is saying, though, is that I need to communicate.
Right. Love.
Okay. So, it's not communicate my anger, fear, and upset. That's not what it's saying.
Anger and fear and guilt is not communication. So that's communicating no communication. That's communicating non-communication. You want to communicate communication. Now, it's perfectly okay for you to attack. It's perfectly insane if you expect to be loved for it. We're so crazy, we think we can attack and everybody ought to treat us better. It's like, it's wild, isn't it? We're trippy. We are trippy. But there, no matter how trippy we are not so trippy that the relationship that we've now created with love isn't strong enough to overcome anything we try to do to hurt ourselves.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are the clappers. We are the clappers.
Clap on.
Clap on, mama, clap on. That's our sign. We can walk up on the street in the grocery store in King Super.
Some clappers.
More clappers than mad at each other, one or two each other. We have a t-shirt that says, I got the claps and I'm proud. Okay.
You got that.
But you know, when you're communicating,
mm-hmm.
when you really are too, it's not that popular.
Right.
It's not very popular.
But that's why it's important to have first of all develop the ability to forgive. Because they're not going to always perceive you correctly. But you know you're doing a smart thing because you're giving what you want to receive. And that's how you increase it in yourself. And the more you increase it in yourself, the more you attract it to yourself. And then eventually you'll be surrounded by the people who love you for yourself and are glad to hear about you. And all the other ones will have either transformed miraculously or they will have faded away peacefully.
Well, that's just
a goal. Which is the goal. Okay. And we have an equally loved group that I'd like to acknowledge tonight. And the equally loved group are called the non-clappers. Now, the non-clappers are clapping, but they're clapping in silence. So the truth is, we're all clapping. As a matter of fact, I'm even receiving a standing ovation at this moment. One day, it will like dawn on everyone that, oh, to acknowledge him would be to acknowledge myself. And that's how you can tell. But as long as the people think you're somebody else. Mm-hmm. What they might do to you is up for grabs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to finish this paragraph or not. That I guarantee you. I'm certain of that. He said, "As soon as the holy instant, did we say that was another state of mind?
Yeah.
That what seems impossible is accomplished, making it evident that it's not impossible. So in the healing instant, you can tell what? Guilt holds no attraction, since communication has been restored. Also, don't go home and make no massive confessions of communication." No. I'm just saying what the book's saying right now. I'm not asking you to go attempt none of this. Especially with the person you think you got the most to lose with, and you most feel most guilty about what you're getting ready to say. Don't do it.
don't do it.
Voice of experience.
Been teaching this stuff 25 years. Don't do it.
What you said? You're gonna be unemployed. Shut up.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not kidding y'all.
Thank
y'all. And then he's like, "Your Honor, Earl told me that while I'm out here in the street, Earl told me when I was out here in the street, my husband kicked me out. Earl told me to communicate." Right now you're setting the goal. Right now you're setting the goal. Your personal work with the workbook, your personal application of the ideas will flesh out the how. We're doing the most important thing of all within my classes to me. We're letting ourselves hear the course. If you want to hear the course, come to my classes. Because you can't make a decision about something you never heard. So you're not being asked to believe it right now. We're just hearing what it says. But the cool part is, as you hear it, you are healed. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of you will. Because something brings you here, even when you don't know why. Right? For some of you, isn't that right? Sometimes you wonder why you got up and got it. You put your clothes on. The TiVo was all set there. What's the purpose of guilt in a relationship to what? Disrupt communication. If you're in a real holy healing instant, which you will achieve one day, there is no concealment, which means there are no private thoughts. You have such a willingness to communicate that it attracts communication to you. And once you have communication going back and forth again, you completely overcome loneliness. So if you want to overcome your loneliness, you communicate love more. You don't have to wait to communicate love today. You should wait to communicate fear today. Don't rush home to communicate something fearful and guilty. Rush home to communicate something loving and innocent and freeing. You can use that now. If you all need to communicate really bad and you just want to jump up and down because you really need to communicate, but then when you leave out of here, make the decision that you're going to communicate as much love and peace and appreciation as you possibly can today. And what you will see is you will attract that kind of communication to you, and it will overcome your loneliness and fear completely.
All right.
If you are no longer lonely in the relationship and there's communication happening again, he said there is complete forgiveness here. How can you tell when you have had complete forgiveness? There is no desire to exclude anyone from your completion in the sudden recognition of their value in your completion. And I'm not going to exclude any of you from my love because and my peace because I know how valuable you are to my love and to my peace. And so, in order to protect my wholeness, in order to protect my oneness, in order to protect my abundance, in order to protect myself, all are invited and all are welcome. Because now I know how to protect myself. So I invite all of you to be part of me. I invite all of you to be love. I invite all of you to have peace. I invite all of you to be free. In the protection of my wholeness and my oneness also, I want you all to have wholeness and oneness and happiness and peace too.
Yeah.
You can always record clapping sounds and bring a little recording if it gets too tedious for you. If I acknowledge myself one more time, I'm a die. Okay. Where my glasses at? Time for me to see who I'm looking at. Oh, Oh, okay. All right. Oh. Y'all so cute.
Oh, mercy.
That didn't get no applause.
So you're all so cute. I didn't hear what you said. That's why I didn't laugh. You know, when you really get to the point that your life is incredible, you've gotten to the point that you understand that your completion is God's. You've gotten to the point that you understand that your happiness is God's happiness. And your happiness is everybody's happiness. And that everybody's happiness can only reflect your happiness. So it's until you start getting in touch with the happiness within yourself, which would be revealed to you if you were willing to be taught through love and not fear. Then you could be happy today. No matter what you're going through right now. If you would be willing to be taught without attack, without guilt, without condemnation, and without judgment. If you would be willing to be taught in that way, you could have a healing in every situation that you're causing yourself upset about right now. Yeah. And there is not forced clapping, so if only one person wants to be a clapper, that's okay. Okay? You will only become aware that you belong to something greater than yourself through the happiness that you receive from it. You can only know how much your Creator loves you from the happiness you receive from your Creator. You will not allow yourself to receive that happiness from your Creator as long as you think anger and guilt makes friends. And that by attacking someone else and increasing the guilt in them to make yourself feel better is going to bring you happiness. It's until you realize you're not meant to suffer and you're not meant to sacrifice in your unions and your relationships. It's not until you recognize that you can be shown the relationships that are fulfilling that you don't sacrifice in. And to get to that point, you have to accept that from now on, what is teaching you and guiding you would never want to hurt you or demand sacrifice of who and what you love. And when you finally feel that kind of peace, he says, then you have experienced yourself as you were created and as you are. Thanks for listening this much with me.
That's for God and truth.
It feels good. It feels good. It feels good to be appreciated. It feels good to be acknowledged. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to do the love offering. Thank you for sharing money with me. I appreciate that so much. Teaching this stuff. I love teaching this stuff. Do you know we covered a lot of the course today? Here's a tip. Forget this.
Okay.
Because if you forget it, you won't analyze it. Do not destroy the power of what you just heard by trying to figure out what I see.
Okay, I'm gonna forget it.
Please don't. Take my word for it.
Yeah.
It would almost be better just leave you and go to a movie than try to figure out how to apply what you just heard.
Thank you.
If you just walk out of here today with the attitude that you don't want to suffer and sacrifice in relationships anymore, you would have gotten far more than you could ever imagine.
Well, I'm going to remember as impossible as possible.
The impossible is possible, but it's only possible from a state of mind where you are willing to have it come to you more easily than you have in the past. You got to work with me on this, y'all. You got to help me help us allow it to come more easily to us than it has in the past. Could I get some cooperation on that challenge, on that goal?
Yeah.
Are you with me on that one? Okay. Are you willing to learn with me how to have what you want now, peacefully?
Yes. Totally.
Without sacrifice. You want that too? Okay. Okay. All right. Me too. Me too. Me too. And so, the next class is... But it just feels good to take it in a sense to get on your edge and kind of go beyond what you would normally do. You know what I mean? Like get on your edge. For some people, that's real edgy. Just the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I welcome you to go beyond your limits. Okay, here we go. Take a breath. Let me finish this up for you. In the healing instant, the impossible becomes possible. You're about to have the healing instant in which the impossible becomes possible. So within yourself, silently within yourself, I would like you to repeat this, those who would like to. It goes like this. I am willing that the impossible be possible. I am willing that the impossible be possible. So if you want to make the impossible possible, I'm going to give you the answer. If you want to make what seems to be impossible possible, I'm going to give you the answer. If you want to make what seems impossible become possible, I'm going to give you the answer. I'm going to give you the answer right now. Well, you're no longer wanting to be attracted to guilt. The impossible becomes possible. When you no longer want to be attracted to pain, the impossible becomes possible. If you no longer want to be attracted to what hurts you, now the impossible has become possible for you. Because you no longer want to be hurt, the impossible has become possible for you. Because you no longer want to be hurt, the impossible has become possible for you. Because you no longer want to be attracted to guilt. If you walk out saying, I no longer want to suffer, I have reached my limit of pain in this circumstance or situation, then you're approaching another state of mind where the answer abides. And in real communication, there is no guilt in real communication. You might want to give yourself amnesty for your past. You might go, okay, I'm gonna give myself amnesty for my past. All the stuff I thought I needed to communicate about my past, I'm gonna give myself amnesty now. I'm gonna forgive that. So there's no need for me to communicate it. There's no need for me to communicate it. There's no need for me to communicate all the stuff I'm feeling guilty about. Because now I'm gonna give myself amnesty. But from this moment forward, I am going to keep real communication in my life. And I'm going to keep real communication in my life back. From this moment forward, I'm going to be as authentic as I can possibly be. I'm going to be as lovingly honest as I can possibly be. There will be no concealment of my appreciation. I will stop concealing my appreciation. I will stop having private thoughts about how much I love something. I'm going to stop having private thoughts about how much I appreciate somebody. I'm going to stop having private thoughts about how much I really care and really love something or someone. I'm not going to have private thoughts of love. No more 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 private thoughts of love. Do not conceal your loving thoughts anymore. That's what it means. It just means no more private thoughts of love. No more private thoughts of fear. We already communicate our anger. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about no longer hiding the private thoughts of love, the private thoughts of appreciation, the private thoughts of how you'd like to be happy and successful. No more private thoughts about how good and how sweet you are. No more private thoughts about how wonderful you are. Those are the private thoughts it's talking about, not hiding thoughts of love, because those are the only real thoughts. May the course be with you.
All clappers. Clappers to the other clappers. And let's do it for the non-clappers. All non-clappers, we appreciate you too.
Those are available CDs. Oh yeah, you can now order CDs from my website. To download it to your computer or a physical CD that you want to receive, as well as ordering the CDs here. So it's $5 here, it's $5.95 on the website. EarlPurdy.com. Yes, it's C-O-M. A Judah have to kind of explain that. And you don't have to rush out. You can also socialize. There's a barbecue next Sunday, and also a 7 o'clock prosperity class here every Wednesday night with Reverend David, and 11 o'clock service too. So some cool people here. Reach out.